If anyone can hear me, this is a call for help. My name is Alex Danny and I'm shipwrecked by myself. I do these weekly broadcasts hoping you can ease my strife. Would somebody please save me from this lonely island life? Would somebody please save me from this lonely island life? I set sail from Hawaii to seek my wealth and fame. I set a course for Hollywood but got lost on the way. I landed in a place where talking animals are rife. Would somebody please save me from this lonely island life? Would somebody please save me from this lonely island life? Welcome to Therapy, Exxon.
Hello, Dr. Big Beak. Thank you for having me. I've been having some mental issues lately, and everyone recommended that.
Oh, woe is me, woe is me.
Let it all out, Exxon.
Can I cry on your shoulder, Big Beak?
Oh, absolutely. Bird shoulders may not be very broad, but it's still there for a fruit bat in need. And of course, everyone, this is group therapy, so everyone, while Exxon may be the newcomer here to our group, I'm happy to have everyone here again today. Alex?
Yes, thank you for letting me do this at the same time as my show. I felt like it would be a really unique way to go about the emergency broadcast. If I may, real quick, I'll just do my little spree. I am reaching out for help here, but in the meantime, let's do some therapy from the island of talking animals.
Oh yeah, I'm Johan. Let's do therapy.
Johan, I'm so glad that you're here in therapy too.
Oh yeah, we're gonna work everything out in our heads.
And you've made some great progress.
Yes, from the talent show where I ate the flesh and I came back and felt bad about it, turned back into a were-yeti and then came back and then left.
Yes, yes, it was a confusing situation for everyone, Johan.
Okay, who next?
Well, Frankie.
Hi.
How's your week been?
Mostly good, not quite as many updates about the brush fire in Australia, so that has been very good for my anxiety. I mean, as we've kind of discussed before, my family and friends are not affected, but it is still not a good situation. Mm. Anyway, I am also here to support Exxon because this is his first meeting, and I'm glad he could join us and be part of this circle.
Thank you.
It is a welcoming place, and I hope that you will find the answers you need.
Thank you.
And we have another newcomer to the group.
My name is Jeffrey. Basketball player. I was on my way to play with the National Basketball League, the NBL. Yeah, Australia. Tips off to the koala there.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. And I'm just here trying to mentally associate myself with my new life. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much that. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So, going back to our friend Exxon.
Dr. Big Beak. Now, I'm going to flip the script, okay?
Oh.
Not only is this therapy for me, this is an intervention for Alex where we all need to ask him why he's trying to kill me.
Whoa. Exxon, this is why we're here.
I had a dream. Exxon, I'm drinking my wet willy with fermented mango puree with whale blubber and a bit of the sturgeon caviar. I look the corner of my left eye and he's chewed something and put a little poison tincture in my wet willy.
You need Dr. to stop drinking those wet willies. I think that's causing the problem.
Now, am I crazy or is someone just trying to kill me?
It sounds crazy. Yeah, I don't want to be.
Well,
mad.
Everyone, we don't use the word crazy here in therapy.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to throw on the C word. Yeah.
We're all people here who are dealing with our own issues. Everyone has something that they
prescribe
need to
work me through. The drugs, Big Beak, or I'm out of here.
Well, I'm only a pelican therapist. I'm not a pelican psychiatrist, but I can refer you to someone. Here in talk therapy, we can find many useful ways to deal with our problems. that don't involve drugs.
Your voice is kind of soothing.
Thank you.
I don't know why I'm out of sorts lately. It's just, could go back to my father leaving, my mother also leaving. I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
You don't know anymore?
Yes, I don't know anymore. I've got a big film I'm working on, starring Steven Seagal, and he's not the easiest to work with.
I heard you talking about me. Don't think just because you're in therapy. You can get away with talking about me behind my back. I hear everything.
Who invited Seagull? This is supposed to be a safe space.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Big Beak, isn't this supposed to be it's a safe space, yeah?
Mr. Seagull,
anonymous,
this
yeah?
is a closed therapy session. Now, if you'd like to participate yourself, you can set an appointment, and perhaps next week you can take part.
I don't have any problems. I don't know what you're talking about. You guys are freaking crazy.
Seagull, call my manager. Call my manager. And we'll sort out the details.
Okay, I'm not gonna call your manager. I'm gonna have my manager call your manager.
No, you call my manager. I don't want your manager to call my manager. You call him.
All right, crazy. Will you just keep on enjoying your therapy?
Big
B. I'll see you on set later.
See.
That guy's intense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree. He is rather intense. I do hope he chooses to take part in our sessions, but, well, perhaps he needs private sessions.
Mm. He's part of the gaggle. They hear everything.
Yes. Yes. They are listening to us now. I suppose we call this a closed session, but nothing escapes the gaggle.
The weather is 72 degrees and sunny!
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you. Having therapy here. Having therapy. No, how do I turn off these notifications? Turn off the notifications, please.
Hi, it's Sharon. I was looking for Steven. Did he come by?
Yes, he was just here.
Okay, I knew it. Okay. We have some things to talk about later. All right, bye.
Oh, okay. Oh, my. People popping in and out of therapy all the time now. Highly irregular.
So of a bigger group for this group therapy.
Perhaps I'm going to need to separate it into multiple therapy groups.
Or just add more chairs.
Or perhaps more chairs for those who sit in chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ever since the monsoon, the island hasn't been the same. It's been very tumultuous. Bill, can I call you Bill?
Of course you can, Exxon.
It's been very tumultuous. It's been a lot of hootenanny going on.
Yes, yes. I can understand something like the 7-year monsoons can be scary for everyone. I can understand that.
For a second, if I may.
Yes, Jeffrey.
Because I'm new to the island. Yeah? When you say 7 years monsoon, is it that they last for 7 years, or every 7 years it's a monsoon?
Oh, no, Jeffrey. Every 7 years, the island experiences a roughly 2-week-long storm system. Yes, so
Bad timing on mine then, yeah? Because that's how I ended up here, yeah?
Yes, yes. I mean, I suppose for us it's a bit of good luck that you made your way to the island. We're happy to meet you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you. Cheers.
But at the same time, I understand that you are now stuck here on the island like the rest of us.
Appears so, yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Welcome. I feel welcome, for sure. Be perfectly honest. Still dealing with the part of the cycle, you know, where I'm trying to accept it, yeah? Accept that I'm here. May have a mental breakdown later, but I'll schedule an appointment ahead of time when I feel like I'm about to break down.
It is always best if you can schedule your mental breakdowns.
Yeah,
that makes it easier for all of us.
Yeah, just being more efficient. Yeah,
I appreciate that you're taking that into account. I think that's a very mature way to look at your mental health.
Thank you. I mean, when you're a giraffe, you're used to seeing things from above, big picture. Yeah. Big picture stuff.
And hey, Jeffrey, I want you to know I can relate. Oh, you okay?
Yeah.
You're looking a little sad, man.
Not yet. Just had a moment. Just had a brief moment. You're like, oop, it is. All my friends, all my teammates, dead in the plane crash here on the island.
Oh.
But I'm with new friends now. Yeah.
Oh wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, cup half full. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
That is so sad.
Man, don't cry. No, I feel that we're here. Someone's trying to kill you.
No, that's he sees me for who I am. Yeah. Jeffrey, we could become great friends.
Oh, jeez, I really appreciate that.
Greater friends than me and Alex, that's for sure. Trying to kill me.
Why are you trying to get your friend? Why are you trying to get your mate?
Why are you trying to kill me, Alex?
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to kill anybody.
You're trying to leave and you're trying to kill me.
You said he had a dream. Said a dream and you're trying to kill him.
You're trying to cut a deal with Steven Seagal, too. I've seen it all.
Egon, Exxon, this is terrible. I feel so bad that I just mispronounced your name again.
That's my fault. I said it wrong with first time.
Did you?
Yep, I said Egon.
See?
It's okay. But let me tell you something.
Please.
This is my qualm with therapy. Is that you pay somebody to basically repeat back what you just said to them, and they repeat it back in a more intellectual way, and somehow that's supposed to sort everything out.
Yeah, translating English into English, yeah.
Thank you, Jeffrey. We could become great friends.
Jeez.
It's like Forrest Gump hitting the ping pong ball against the wall. You're hitting your thoughts at the therapist, and then he's hitting them back at you.
Yeah, except the wall's smarter, eh?
Yeah.
The wall is smarter than...
The wall is significantly smarter. You're right, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
So you're saying you feel as though I repeat everything you say back to you.
You just did it!
You're saying I just repeated back to you what you said.
Correct.
So you think I'm correct.
See, these are questions that these therapists pose to try to confuse you. And then you walk away becoming more confused than you were when you arrived.
Yeah, reverse psychology. Yeah.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah, he wants you to think one thing, so he says the other.
Yes, Jeffrey. Jeffrey should be the therapist. Big Beak?
You think Jeffrey should be the therapist?
Yeah, see, he's doing some breathing exercise. I'm going to try.
You think Jeffrey should be the therapist?
Are you getting emotional, Big Beak?
You think Jeffrey should be...
Big Beak, oh, no. I'm sorry. Don't cry, Big Beak. No. Big Beak, please. Okay. I'm sorry, Big
Beak. I'm sorry. It's very unprofessional of me.
It's okay. See, this is the type of therapy that I want.
I want so hard to therapize.
I want a therapist that's going to be vulnerable.
I want to be vulnerable.
I don't
want
to talk to a stone wall.
I don't want to be a stone wall. I want to be a breeze that you can fly upon, Ixon.
I love that. I
want to be that for image. All of you.
Yes.
Perhaps rather than be some kind of authority figure in these talks, I could just be a part of the group instead.
Just be a part of the group. Let us in, Big Beak. Let us in your heart.
Please, all of you, come inside of my pelican heart.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll have to dip my head, but okay, yeah.
I just want to open up my large beak and swallow all of you. Keep you inside of me.
Okay, we'll take it a little bit
slower. Is that weird? Is that weird? Now I'm trying to be vulnerable, but I feel like it's getting weird.
Maybe being a little over vulnerable, but you know.
Yeah. Split the difference, yeah.
How about we start off with some hugs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's a good
spot. On three.
We'll have a big group hug.
One.
Two. Three. I feel much better.
Sweet.
Oh, so do I.
And now we can begin the rebuilding process from the monsoon and all of the tattered things.
In our hearts. In our minds.
Yep. Physically and metaphorically. And we can begin to mend the broken aspects of ourselves.
I have something to admit to all of you. I was injured in the monsoon.
Okay.
I have my own scars. I hurt my wing.
Okay.
And I haven't been able to fly since.
Oh, no.
And you can imagine how
hard that would be, especially you, Exxon, how hard that would be if you were no longer able to death plummet.
Correct. That would be depressed.
Frankie, imagine if you could no longer climb trees.
That would be very difficult, yes.
Jeffrey, imagine if you were no longer so ridiculously tall.
I'd be devastated.
Alex, imagine if you could no longer play your ukulele. Oh, wow, that's horrible. Go on. Okay, I will. And so, I'm glad to be able to share that with all of you. I've been trying to hide it.
Don't hide.
There's no need to hide anything here.
Yeah,
I know.
It's pretty impossible for me to hide, but at the same time, don't hide. Don't hide from yourself, yeah?
Do you have experience hiding, Jeffrey?
No, I'm a giraffe. Very tall. See me where I am. Yeah.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah. You're always, wherever you are, you're right there.
Mm-hmm.
No one says, where's Jeffrey? Yeah. They say, there's Jeffrey.
Try to be considerate, though. You know, like concerts and stuff. Sit in the back. Yeah.
That's so good of you.
Yeah. Not like Bill Walton. Go up front. What's a Grateful Dead? He's 6'11". Sit down.
Oh.
Also, you're Bill Walton. You know them. You could probably just watch from the stage. You know, side stage. Go backstage. You don't have to be in the front of the crowd.
Inconsiderate.
Very keen inconsiderate. To Bill Walton. Very inconsiderate.
Let's all be more considerate. Let's all be less like Bill Walton.
More considerate. Yeah. Less like Bill Walton.
More like Luke Longley. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
More like that person you just said.
Luke Longley.
Luke Longley.
Yeah. Famous Australian basketball player. Probably the most famous. Won a couple of championships for the Chicago
Bulls.
Oh, Frankie.
He was Australian.
Chicago Bulls.
I'm sure you're familiar.
Chicago Bulls.
Yes.
But he was Australian.
Luke Longley. Yeah. Yeah. He was Australian.
Really?
Yeah. Andrew Bogut.
What about John Stockton?
John Stockton?
Is he a good guy or is he not?
One of the worst.
He's the worst.
The worst. John Stockton has the sharpest elbows in the history of the NBA. Look it up. Google it. Google it or Yahoo or Bing. God forbid you use Bing for your search engine, but it's there.
Jeffrey, I'm sorry. We don't have access to Google or Bing or any of those things here. We only have the gaggle.
We have the gaggle, yes.
You've met Sharon.
Mm-hmm. Hi. I heard my name again. Oh, and also, you know what? Before I forget, okay, I did find Steven. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think he suffers from a bit of an inferiority complex. And I've been trying to get him to come here more often. But, you know, he's all tough guy. So just something to keep in mind if you see him. He could really use his group therapy. So if you try and be nice to him and, you know, like welcome him in, I think that'd be really good. But anyway, I gotta go. Cuckoo!
Oh, there she goes again.
See, they as soon as you say their name, they're just here. They're there all the time. There's no escaping the gaggle.
Good to know. Good to know.
Hey, gaggle.
Cuckoo!
Tell me about John Stockton.
Okay, that is not my expertise, but I will go find the expert on that for you. So just hang tight 1 second. Cuckoo!
So, Alex?
Yeah?
What, do you want to kill your mate?
Yes,
maybe,
Alex.
Maybe.
Thank you, Jeff.
Cuckoo! Oh. Okay. I just consulted. John Stockton, only 6'1". I thought he was a taller basketball player.
Oh, that's taller than I thought.
Yeah. 6'1".
Thought he was like 5'4", 5'5".
No, he's 6'1".
Now you're thinking of Spud Webb, Mugsy Bogues.
Right, that's Spud Webb, Mugsy Bogues. Yeah, the tiny. They could dunk.
Isaiah Thomas,
They could dunk, couldn't they?
Both of those guys could dunk.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Spud Webb won the dunk contest.
Dunk contest, yeah.
Atlanta Hawks.
Thank you, Gaggle. You can return.
Yes, okay.
Thank you, Sharon.
No problem.
Thank you. Always a big help.
But remember what I said about Steven. He's too macho to talk about his issues, but he has so many. I didn't say that, though. Cuckoo!
Bah! I hear someone's been talking about me. We're sharing here.
Seagull, this is a safe space. I know you're colluding with Alex.
Doctor, this is a very big group. It's a very big group.
You're right.
Yes.
You're right. It's becoming unwieldy to me. I've already abandoned my place as the head of the group, though I don't know if I can control it anymore. Might be out of my hands. My wings.
I trust you more than Alex. He's trying to kill his mate.
I had already pegged you as the authority figure here, and I don't know who to answer to otherwise, so I would feel very comfortable if you stayed the one kind of in charge and keeping this group therapy session running.
Siegel, are you ready to become vulnerable in this safe space?
It's very safe.
Are you going to put up this stone wall that you've been running with? Or are you going to change in the face of adversity? Steven.
Sharon is not here, by the way, if you're worried about that.
He's talking to me. I know when someone's talking to me. Most people usually are, even if they don't know it.
What?
Pretty deep, huh? That's why I don't need therapy. Think I need therapy? I'm not crazy. I don't have an inferiority complex.
No one said you had an inferiority complex.
Yeah, why would they?
And also, nobody here is crazy.
I'm the best.
It seems a little weird that you just threw out inferiority complex. You just kind of threw it out there.
You think just because you're taller than me, you're better than me? Because you're not.
Well, no, I'm taller than everybody. Law of averages states I can't be better than everyone just because I'm taller.
I can fly. Can you fly?
Nope, flying's got me here. Probably never fly again.
I can't fly either.
She's a koala, yeah.
But hey, that is a positive quality about you. You can fly. Not everybody can do that.
There you go.
You should feel proud of yourself.
Yeah. Glass half full. Yeah.
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 Steven, I'm trying to make changes in my life. And me and Big Beak, we just embraced and we had a moment. And, you know, I'd really like to bury the hatchet with you. And can we see eye to eye? Can we become vulnerable with each other?
Takes a big bat to open up like that.
A mega bat.
Takes a real mega bat.
12-foot wingspan.
Let's not get into measuring wingspans here. So you know I'll win.
12-foot.
But
mega bat. Very menacing. Very scary. Very strong.
Are we going to turn this thing around?
Can crush a walnut within my mandible.
Okay, I don't think this conversation is very helpful right now. It sounds like we're comparing ourselves to each other.
Listen to the koala. Listen to the koala, Exxon.
Take my fangs and cut right through your
Exxon.
Veins.
Exxon, you want
a piece of me, Exxon?
Could possibly turn into a Dracula.
Ah! You want a piece of me?
You want to do this? Huh?
I'm going to put you in my death grip.
Okay, we need to move off this chase.
All right. Everyone. No.
Guys, stop. Go to your conus.
Perhaps what we need to do is take a short break, short breather, and then regroup. How does that sound, Alex?
Yeah, actually, I think that's a good idea. To anyone who's listening, we'll be right back.
LA Alex here with a quick reminder that if you're a product and or service interested in sponsoring the show, you can contact us at islandlifepod@gmail.com. And if you're a listener who would like to support the show, you can become a patron at patreon.com/islandlifepod. All proceeds go toward rescuing Island Alex and not toward whatever I'm doing when I'm not reading new ad copy.
All right, welcome back everyone to therapy. I hope you've all taken advantage of your breather, done some thinking, some self-reflection. I know I have. Now, Exxon, we started with you and
piercing blood-red eyes, 12-foot wingspan, impenetrable fur, killer instinct, seagull hater.
Seagull hater?
No, I don't hate seagulls. It's been tough, Big. It's been real tough. I don't have a family. Elmira left me. As we all know.
Yes, we all know that.
Hold on.
Except for me. I'm new.
Oh, sorry, Jeffrey.
Don't know who Elmira is. Yeah.
Jeffrey, it's a whole thing.
Cliff Notes version?
Just give me up to speed.
Previously on Island Life? Yeah.
We touched on it briefly. We didn't really get into it, but Elmira left me. I wasn't bringing home the bacon, as they would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe they don't say bacon on the island. Maybe they say like the
money,
larvae, money.
Whatever you use for currency in the current economy.
Yeah? Correct.
Quick question. Were you just taking a dramatic pause, or is her name actually Elmira?
It is Elmira.
No, you said Elmira, like Elmira.
Oh, that's Espanol. Because she's Hispanic.
Ah.
That was one of their pet names for each other. They called her Elvira.
Yes.
Which isn't even proper Spanish.
No, it'd be La. Because it's feminine. But okay, yeah.
And sorry, I don't mean to speak for you, Exxon.
She called me La Exxon. It was a whole weird thing. She left me.
Yeah, I get you.
Do you think that maybe your wife leaving you is what's causing these nightmares about Alex leaving you?
I never thought about that.
Ooh, breakthrough. Yeah. Yeah, well done.
Yes, perhaps with...
Koala's onto something, yeah.
You've had a lot of loss recently. You've lost your family. You've lost your wife. You've lost, and you're getting older.
Thank you for reminding me.
I only mention it because it's important to acknowledge all of these
things. How old are you? Yeah.
I'm 46.
No way. I was going in the wrong direction. Yeah.
I'm up there. I'm up there. I was going to... lifespan of a megabat.
I was going to add a zero. Yeah. Not to the beginning. Yeah.
I mean, you would think so, how wise I am, but alas.
Wait, if I may clarify. You were going to guess that Exxon was 460 years old?
Yeah, look at him.
Oh, see, I thought...
Look away, and then look back real quick.
Oh, wait, yep.
Look away.
Everyone try this out.
Yeah, look away.
Look back.
Ancient.
See, yeah. I thought he meant 46 sons old.
Perhaps Jeffrey's not familiar, but on the island, time is often measured in sons, which is just generally how often you look at the sun.
Mm-hmm. A sun notice can that it's still there. Any length of time. It's literally the distance of time between when you look at the sun and the next time you look at the sun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I get it.
It could be 2 seconds.
All important things for a new member of the island to know.
I don't want to be rude. Don't want to be late to things. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Add a couple extra zeros to him then. Yeah.
Well, in the time that I've known Exxon, I know that he certainly has the wisdom of a 460-year-old bat. And I think that someone with that kind of wisdom would be able to work through and understand when something is real and when something is simply a dream.
Or a real dream where you're sitting on the house, you're drinking your wet willy, fermented mango puree, whale blubber, and sturgeon caviar, and you look over to your left and you see your best friend, purportedly, Alex, toot something and put some radioactive tincture in my drink, attempting to threaten my life, Big Beak. Now, is this a dream or is this a real manifestation of what's really going to happen?
I guess I need to say something.
Oh my god. Oh god, I must.
No, Exxon, stand up for this.
Is it to give him a compliment for using the word tincture? Because that's what I was going to do.
I'm so used to Exxon's expansive vocabulary that wasn't surprising to me.
That's not what you were going to say?
No, I was going to say...
Say you're going to kill me!
No, I don't want to kill you, Exxon. But I had the same dream.
Oh, God!
But in that dream, you were trying to kill me.
Oh! Plot twist!
What a turn of events.
Hey, flippy-flappy. Flippy flappy. Oh.
I didn't know if I could trust telling you about my dream because you were so sure that I wanted to kill you. Oh. I didn't know if I could trust telling you about it.
Oh. Were you sitting there drinking a wet willy with fermented mango puree, whale blubber, sturgeon caviar, then you look over to your left and I'm chewing like a groundhog and then I put in radioactive tincture in your drink?
Exactly like that.
Oh, what does this all mean?
I don't know, man. Maybe we haven't been connecting like we need to. Maybe...
We don't cuddle anymore.
Just doing some friend cuddling, you're right. Yeah. Ever since the storm threw off our schedules...
Our cuddling sessions.
Yeah, you guys lost your cuddling schedules. I lost every mate I ever had.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
A lot of people lose things.
Sorry.
No, that's key. Keep going. This is brilliant.
It's just, you know, you can't take for granted the friendships that you have. Mm-hmm. And I apologize for
accusing you of trying to kill me. It's just, it was such a vivid dream that I thought it was real.
I know what you mean, man. Dreams can be weird things, especially on this island. I've had weirder dreams on this island than I ever had in my old life.
Let's pinky swear.
Pinky swear.
You with your pinky and me with my claw.
Yes.
That we would not poison each other or kill each other in any way.
I promise. I pinky swear.
Keep swearing. Keep pinkying.
I and pinky now, swear so much, Exxon. You're little, one of my dearest friends.
Do the little kiss thing on it, too. Mm-hmm. Kiss it. Mm-hmm. Okay, kiss it again.
Okay. Mwah.
Okay, that's enough.
Are we good?
We're good. Okay. Nah, okay.
I'm really glad
happy
we cleared
day.
The air.
This was a great therapy session.
I think
yes,
we had
yes.
a breakthrough there.
I think so
beautiful.
As well. I'm inspired.
Brilliant. Yeah.
I think this has been a lovely session, everyone. Thank you all so much for including me.
I want to do one more thing before we end this session. Big Beak, if you would allow me.
Yes, go on.
Seagull!
Which seagull are you calling?
Steven!
I'm still here.
Oh, I didn't see you were in the corner.
I've been listening quietly.
Steven, can we do a pinky swear?
A pinky wing?
A pinky wing? That we will not come at each other's throats, and I will not talk about my 12-foot wingspan and general disposition to being a killer any longer. And we will be friends, and we will have a very prolific working relationship.
Listen, man, I respect you. Give me that pinky of yours.
Okay, yes.
Put it in my manly seagull feather pinky.
Okay, and now kiss, do the kiss thing.
Of course, I'm going to do a little mwah. Mwah.
Okay, one more.
One more.
For good time's sake.
That's right, for friendship and manliness and
mwah. Mwah. Okay, that's okay. Enough.
Ah, man, you know, that feels good.
Yes.
I feel like I have a weight. I feel like my chi is more balanced. I feel like a new goal.
Absolutely.
I feel ready to go off and make a new movie.
2020 vision.
That's right. I mean, that's always my vision. Nothing less. So, I will bid you all goodbye. I'm not going to play the song this time and leave that to Alex.
It's a good mate you got there. Good mate.
This has been a great day.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so as well. So with that, I think we can wrap this session. Mm-hmm. Alex, would you like to play your song? Well, yeah, thank you. Thanks all of you guys. It's been really great to be here and be a part of this. Just get to witness everybody. We're all trying to become our better selves and better connected and everything.
Yeah. That's it.
It's time to go, the sun's setting down. The power in my radio is almost run out. So at least for now, I'm here to stay. Maybe I'll get rescued on another day. But we had some fun, we made new friends. And tomorrow is another chance to try again. Until then, we'll say goodbye. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life.
Ellie Alex here with the credits. Exxon the Fruit Bat, Johan the Yeti, and the Gaggle Bird were not played by Brent Trueblood, who is an actor, improviser, writer, and beatmaker, and is a graduate of the Upright Citizens Brigade Improv Program, IO West, the Second City Hollywood Conservatory, and the PAC Theater Sketch Program. You can find him at Brent Trueblood. Frankie the Koala and Sharon the Seagull were not played by Emily Champlin, a graduate of the Second City Conservatory and a member of the PAC Theater House Sketch Team Gold Baby, and a producer of monthly late-night internet-themed variety show SHTPST. Jeffrey the Giraffe was not played by Brian James O'Connell, who is a co-founder and former artistic director of the PAC Theater in Hollywood, California. He has directed 3 feature films, with the most recent being the opening night premiere of Slam Dance in 2015, and The Mandalorian played his villain. He's currently teaching a brand new workshop at the PAC called All Improv. You can learn more at itsboc.com and packtheater.com. Cover art by Jeremy Rabb. Dr. Big Beak the Pelican and Steven Siegel were not played by me, Alex Denny, but you can find me at alexdenny.com. You can visit us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, and Gmail at Island Life Pod, and we'd love it if you rated and reviewed us on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for hanging out with us on Island Life.